All right, Chris Philpott, what sort of problems have you experienced in your neck of the woods?
Well, we had a problem with internet access, which I think is fairly common in rural areas.
I think I agree with you there, Chris. Yeah.
And really by chance, I got to speak to Philip, and Philip put us in touch with a company called Budscom, who Essex County Council have an agreement with to sort of improve internet access in rural areas, amongst other places. And
what happened?
We were very lucky, actually, that they put something on the top of Melbourne Flats or Melbourne Tower, and the next thing I knew, or we knew in the village, was that we were able to get much faster broadband. So thanks to Philip and the team at Essex County Council by having a chat, and I think, Philip, I think it's now been rolled out to Uttleford and various other boroughs as well, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, there are plenty of wireless providers out there, and yes, they're spreading their wings across the county as we speak, yes.
Yeah. So what sort of problems did it mean for you as a businessman, Chris, not having access to this this high-speed technology?
Well, everything was taking forever, and being sort of located 3 or 4 miles away from our local telephone exchange, we couldn't get very fast access to anything, really. And when you're trying to run a business, it was almost impossible to do anything, buying anything or doing anything online.
And, of course, when you consider that our rural economy now and in the future will probably be based on online businesses, this is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, I think more, I mean, I myself am a farmer, but even farmers have a use for the internet. Many people think we're stuck on the tractor all the time, but occasionally we do unfortunately have to come into the office, and we need supplies and things, and more stuff is being done on the internet. So it's been crucial for us and other people around us.
Whether you like it or not.
Indeed.
Yeah, okay.
I want to see the internet on tractors, Chris.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, it'll be there soon, Chris, if it's not already.